I think he lives in Westbrook.
Westbrook, last I know.
Yeah, he lives out west.
Oh, he don't live in Vinyl Haven.
Chambers.
Well, Joe Runner told me that he went down the last time, not this last time, the summer before, and went back to Vinyl Haven.
Died.
But his wife swore him down. She never came back.
Yeah.
She said she'd get fed up with that place.
Yeah.
Well, Rose has never did completely attach to Vinyl Haven, I have to say.
No, that was her. Yeah, no. But Joy Hill was her place.
Well, I don't know. I've tried to catch up with Dick to talk with him, but I haven't been in the same place at the same time yet.
Yeah. Wonder if he got religion.
Well, I don't think that... I don't think he's signed on to any religions.
Well, I don't know, because his whole family's been that way.
Well,
grandmother, because his grandmother raised him.
Yeah.
Old Theodore, his grandfather, he's the only man I ever really knew that lived. He was always drunk on any old kind of rat poison he could find that he could drink. And you'd see the old woman towing him across Long Commercial Street to get him over to Casco one time. They had the old big meter. You know them seats in far up there? Well, this woman sitting there, she peeks in preaching religion to her. And eyes of his and everything. And I said, you don't pay attention to him, he's crazy. Then he started telling me who the crazy ones was, not believing as we should believe. Walk.
That rot gut booze
that he was drinking, that never killed him.
Didn't they say that if he didn't stop drinking, you would kill him?
Well, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
He was all there for the time he got in. He was all embalmed. He didn't need an undertaker. There was dirt enough on him so they wouldn't have to bury him. Just throw him up behind the barn somewhere, leave him there. Stick up a rock to his head.
Dick's sister was religious.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, I know she did going on them tests.
Ian Hardwick.
Yeah.
Oh, that was it. I didn't know she was a walker.
There was three of them girls. There was Glenn and Barbara and Leela and Belle.
All these islands are so interrelated, aren't they?
Yeah. And Dick
I didn't know.
Well, you know what happened.
Much about Dick's family at all. I knew old Bill, you know.
Yeah.
But he was in his dotage then. He had that big dory that
he rode that dory right down the second street, right down through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Walter Calder did the same one that all he did.
Yeah.
Push out and bend
out. All he needed is just one thing about that religion that he really liked. There was one day out of the week he could look forward to and he wouldn't have to work. That's Sabbath or Saturday.
Oh, Ronnie's done well, isn't he?
Ronnie has. He's a good, fierce hard worker.
Did he take his father's house over there in the Cove, in the old Cove?
Last that I knew.
At the wharf and all that.
Well, I've lost track. You see, his father took it over when he went through that divorce with... I'd heard something. I haven't been out to the island of late. I've lost track over there on the Sands Cove. But it seems to me I'd heard something that he'd turned it over, but whether he turned it over to Ronnie or to Richie, I'm not sure.
Well, because Richie lives up here. Well, I'm asking you, and I'll get it out so I won't bug you again.
Oh,
what
no.
About Keith now? Keith Ames, is he still out the island?
I think Keith is gone.
He's gone?
Yeah.
And you say Victor is buying lobsters.
Yeah.
And now what about Ames, you know, you used to have the mailboat, you know.
Stewart.
Yeah, we asked. Well, then it was out to Van Leeuwen, but I mean to Matinicus, you know.
I think he's is dead. I'm not sure. If I said, I'd be wrong.
About a French girl.
About keeping people on the island? They're struggling. I think they got open it takes.
Yeah.